Well, starting on Saturday through next week is National FFA Week for 2022, and a lot of the chapters around the area doing a lot of neat things to be involved, not just within the school district, but also out into the communities as well. And we're Griswold today to talk with some of their students. Trista Swain, Logan Evans, Emma Mundorf, Bailey Bauckham, all with us here today to visit a little bit about some of their activities. And I want to start over here. Trista, tell us about your experiences and things. Why did you get involved in FFA?
So I got involved in FFA my 8th grade year, and we went to state in the CSI project, and that's what kind of hooked me, was that state experience.
Okay. Was this something that is part of the, I mean, is this a family thing? Do you guys, through the generations, all belong to things like FFA?
Yeah, so my mom was big into ag, and my dad was actually president of this FFA chapter at one point, so it's kind of gone back.
Oh, so you kind of didn't have a choice at all, did you?
I mean, a little bit.
All right, very good. Logan, how about you? Why did you get involved in FFA?
Mainly because I show livestock at county fair, and it was a way to increase my herd, and ever since then I've gotten more involved, became an officer, et cetera.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you kind of got in, saw what was going on, and then just kind of decided to get more involved.
Yep, pretty much.
Very good. Okay, what's the best thing you've been able to do so far through FFA that you might not have been able to experience otherwise?
I got to go to Indianapolis both my freshman year and my senior year, and got to go to the National Convention, which was fun.
National Convention's a pretty unique experience. Did you make some friends that you kind of still keep in touch with?
Oh, yeah, I got all sorts of friends from all sorts of different states. Some I still talk to, some I don't.
Yeah, it's neat to be able to expand like that. All right. Emma, tell us about your experience. Why did you get involved?
Well, all three of my older siblings were really involved. All were officers in this FFA chapter, so that's sort of what was the push when I was in eighth grade, but I was also on Trista's CSI team eighth grade year, and we went to state, so that's what sort of kept me doing stuff, I guess.
Okay, so part of the reason you joined is because you had a lot of friends that were getting involved, too, and you just wanted to not miss out.
Yeah, that's mainly it.
Pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bailey, how about you? Why did you get involved in FFA?
Well, in eighth grade, I was also part of Emma's and Trista's CSI team, and then it just kind of progressed from there.
Okay. What about you? What's some of the best things that you've been able to do through FFA that you might not have been able to experience otherwise?
It's been really cool, like, getting to know all, like, the different people and, like, different animals and stuff, because I don't really live on a farm, so it's been really cool just meeting all types of different people.
Yeah. So you recognize that there were some opportunities and some interest out there, even though you don't physically farm?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going to be going on to help highlight the week at the with the Griswold FFA. Trista, you guys have some things happening on specific days and some fun stuff?
Yeah, so this week we have a lot of events planned, but my favorite out of all of them has to be our parent breakfast. So this breakfast is planned for Thursday morning on the 22nd, and we put on this event just to give back to our parents for everything they do for us. And in the morning, officers will be serving pancakes, sausage, and a variety of drinks. And parents sit and mingle during this event, and we show our past year's activities on a big screen.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Is this something you've done for a long time?
Yeah, as far back as I can remember anyway.
Okay, kind of a tradition. You serve a lot of people?
Yeah, we do. So in the past years, we've had over 20 sets of parents all come in.
Oh, very good. So you spend a good chunk of your morning, what, whipping up biscuits and things?
Yeah, so somebody's actually back there on the, is it a grill or a griddle? Mm-hmm. And they're flipping pancakes, and Mr. Blair was usually the one that made sausage, but we got some officers involved in that in the past, too.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of fun with that then, too. Bailey, what else do you have going on this next week?
All throughout the week, we'll hide, like, these, like, wild hog things or, like, plastic, like, hogs or whatever you want to call them all throughout the school. And so, like, once you find one, you got to take them back to the ag room each day to win a prize.
Okay. Is that can anybody do that, or is that only for the FFA members?
It's for everybody.
Okay. Is that a way to kind of get more people kind of involved and in touch with what's going on?
Yeah, it's just a fun way to, like, get different people involved.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Sure. All right. Just throughout the week, just kind of have some fun. So these are just small little things that you might hide somewhere, different places, set on shelves and things. How much time do you spend setting up for that?
A while. I don't know.
Okay. A while, probably. All right. Very good. All right. Emma, what else do you have going on?
We show our appreciation for our teachers because it is during our conference week. So one day after school, we show our support for our teachers and we make them a dinner, and we're doing pasta this week so they can come and eat some pasta after school.
Sounds like food's a big deal with the Grizzled FFA. You got breakfast for the parents, you got pasta for the teachers. When do you guys eat?
Right after they do, usually.
Make enough so you have extra, huh?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Is this is this something that's also been a long-time project?
Yeah, we've done this, I don't know, for a while. I don't know when we started it, but we've done this for a while, and the teachers like it, so.
Well, I'm sure they do. They get fed. That's not a bad deal at all. Anytime you get your belly full, it's a good day. Logan, what else is going on? You got some different activities and things that other people can get involved in during the week?
Yeah, one of my favorite activities that we get involved in is dress-up days. So everybody in the school, if they want to participate, they can dress up. There's a different day or different theme for each day. Some of my favorite are like Farmer's Day Off, which is like Pajama Day, or USA Day, where you dress up in America stuff. And it's all pretty fun.
Okay. Just different kind of stuff, different days and what have you. And these are things that anybody can do. It's not just for the FFA members?
Yep. Pretty much anybody that wants to participate is more than welcome to.
Okay, very good. So look for those different opportunities during the week. Trista, you guys are all involved, the four of you are all involved in leadership, you know, as officers in the local FFA here at Griswold. Talk about the organization and the coordination. You guys have, you've had a changeover in your instructor over the last year with retirement and a new person coming in. And so has it been really important for, as a group, as leaders, to be more involved maybe this year to ensure that there's a good transition and that you have an opportunity to really kind of be involved in planning and the whole process?
Yeah, so Jackie just took over this year for Mr. Blair, and it's been really important, especially for our officer team, to work together because she's new. She's still learning the ropes and all the activities we do. So when it comes to organizing, our officer team does a tremendous part in that.
Very good. Talk a little bit, Bailey, about the younger students. You guys all got involved for your own reasons in FFA. How do you pitch to the younger students? Do you use FFA Week as an opportunity to kind of reach out to get more of the youngsters involved?
Yeah, so like with the elementary students, we have like a coloring competition throughout all the elementary. And so next Thursday, they will announce the winner for each grade level.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Try to get them early. So get them interested, get them early.
Yeah, catch them when they're young.
Okay, very good. Emma, what about the recruiting part of it, too? Do you feel as an officer that that's part of a big part of your job is to make sure you ensure the future of the local FFA by getting young people interested?
Yeah, we focus a lot on, like, we're starting competition for our eighth graders right now, and some of our officers went to their eighth period classes and talked to them about their competition, like, possibilities and what they can do in FFA, and encourage them to join FFA and participate in this because it can help you a lot. And I think as an officer especially, you have a responsibility to, like, push the youngers to do what they can to improve your FFA chapter.
Sure. Logan, it seems like you guys have always been a pretty active chapter here at Griswold. Do you have a pretty good percentage of the students that get involved in FFA?
Yes. A big majority of our chapter gets involved in contests or goes to different events. Like there's this Northwest Missouri State competition thing that we usually go to every year, and lots of kids in our agriculture classes usually go to that and compete.
Yeah. Do you like to get involved in the competitions? Do you find there are opportunities there?
Yes, I usually do. And this year, one thing about Mrs. Brokaw that's nice is that she helped push me to get my state degree and a state proficiency award application filled out.
Okay, very good. There are opportunities through FFA. I mean, it's not just while you're in school. You have opportunities for awards and scholarships and things for the future.
Yep, there's all sorts of things you can get involved in, state level, national level, district level, et cetera.
Okay, well, sounds like we just gave a pretty good recruiting pitch, I think. Yeah, very good. All right. Well, Trista, give them the sales pitch for the young students. Why should they consider getting involved in FFA when their chance comes around?
Well, like when I was in eighth grade, I got involved in CSI, and we went to state. So there are so many opportunities for younger kids when they get started. They can learn so much things from going to state for Florida Culture, getting involved in livestock judging throughout the summer. That summer after their eighth grade year is a big deal for them, getting involved in different kinds of contests. Also, the meetings are just a lot of fun. Like this meeting next Monday, we are making Valentine's boxes, and we're going to share a bunch of treats around our room.
Well, sounds like you guys have a pretty packed week coming up for FFA week here in Griswold. So sounds like you've got a lot planned and a lot going on. And I know it's, some of your seniors are winding down here now, too, as you looked toward the light at the end of the tunnel now here with your high school career and get a chance to move on. But I'm sure some of the things you've learned here, you'll take with you forever, right?
Oh, of course. I've learned so much throughout my years in FFA.
Well, very good. Trista Swain, Logan Evans, Emma Mundorf, Bailey Bauckham, they're all some of the leadership team here with the Griswold FFA. Thanks for sharing today, and have a great National FFA Week.